can understand the excitement of getting accidentally caught up in a parade. I'm pretty sure the first time that I was in a parade, I got in the parade by accident. I got carried away by the enthusiasm. You see, we had decorated my bike with streamers, and I rode on my training wheels just about as far as my little five-year-old legs could carry me. I pedaled, and my parents directed my baby sister. We went to the 4th of July parade alongside the boardwalk. And as soon as we saw the fire trucks and the baton twirlers and the clowns and, you know, the Shriners and the little cars that go by, that's pretty exciting, especially for a five-year-old who's got streamers on the bikes and the little streamers on the side and lots of friendly people handing out the flags and waving at you. I just didn't stop. I joined right in the parade and went alongside at Bethany Beach and joined right in the parade with them, became a part of the parade alongside them. I wasn't registered. I just became a part of the parade and waved along. I joined in the parade. But there was nothing accidental about the parade that Jesus was a part of on that day. Like the ones that you and I know about for the Memorial Day Parade or the Veterans Day Parade or the St. Patrick's Day, or even the Mardi Gras parade, Jesus was the main attraction. You know, Jesus sent two disciples ahead to shore up the transportation. That important detail could have seemed trivial. The donkey, the unridden colt, communicated the most important non-verbal message across time and space, that Jesus was and is a different kind of king. In this parade, Jesus turned the parade meme upside down by riding not the white stallion, like the ruler of the day, the Roman emperor, or even the provincial governor, Pontius Pilate. Jesus rode the beast of burden, the donkey, the young colt. The Gospel of Mark, the writer who has rushed us on all of these details, we kept hearing immediately in Mark, pauses long enough to let us know that the colt has never been ridden before. Jesus's ride on this untamed donkey turned on its head from the professional, well-heeled chariot and stallion that would follow the Roman guard and the military complex, asking the question, which parade are you going to join? Which parade will you be a part of? Jesus keeps asking the crowd. Whenever and wherever people have gathered, strong statements are made by their presence together. Parades and marches, military and peace-filled alike. From Selma to Montgomery, they marched. Like times that there have been marches on Washington. Like the parade that went through Jerusalem. Always has there been the intention to garner the attention of the powerful. Jesus went up to Jerusalem, not turning from the same questions he addressed with the religious and the political leaders he encountered throughout his ministry. We've been hearing this throughout the Gospel of Mark again and again. The shouts of Hosanna, the blessings that rang through the streets, and the calculations of the leaders. Jesus was teaching and preaching to those on the margins, to anyone who would listen, to those who'd been ignored, to those who'd been rejected. Jesus gathered in the widows and the children, to the tax collectors and to the sinners, to the forgotten, to the lonely. No one was beyond the reach. This was how he lived. This was how he loved. This was how the parade took up all the space in Jerusalem. So they pulled the palm branches from the trees. They waved them in the air. They laid them on the ground. They took off the cloaks and put them under the feet of that never been ridden on before colt. They were looking for a king. The one in contrast to Caesar, they wanted something to change, something different. Some of them had been with Jesus for a while now. I have to imagine some of them had just begun to hear about this Jesus character and hoped that he would change their lives. So desperately, they clung on to a hope. In fact, clung on to a hope as if it was the only way to know life. Because sometimes it is. We know that too. Because sometimes for us, it's the only way when we're not sure if we know where to find more of it. And so the disciples and the casual followers, along with those who just heard about Jesus in that day, they mixed into one big parade. They raised their palm branches high in one parade and yelled out, "Hosanna, save us. We need a savior. The world needs the hand of God. Blessed is the Holy One who walks in the midst of our trials and leads us towards life. Blessed is the one who brings justice when all we can see is division." And still, we gather in parade. And still, we gather in protest. Some marched yesterday in a March for Our Lives movement. Some even yesterday marched with palms. Did you catch that image? In their hands. In similar ways, prophetic voices said, "Save us." From prophets who came before Jesus, who called on behalf of God, did turn back to God. We hear the voice of Jesus say, "Join the parade." So we turn to God, looking for glimpses of the kingdom on this day, looking for where people will know God's justice, where people will know God's love, looking for where people will know God. And we see God's people all around us in the parade. Some who have known God for a long time. Some who have just begun to know God and some like the parade on that first Palm Sunday who are just checking Jesus out. No longer do we join the parade accidentally like I did. No longer do we get caught up in the enthusiasm and excitement. My five-year-old legs no longer have to pedal on the stream-decked-out bicycle for all their worth, thanks be to God, to catch up to the parade. Rather, we choose to meet and to know Jesus intentionally, to pause and join the parade. You and I on this Palm Sunday, we choose to praise God and to cry out for justice. When we cry, Hosanna, just like we did, we join voices who have come before singing, Jesus, save us. Jesus, come here. Let this Holy Week, let us walk with Jesus as he walks with purpose towards the cross and beyond. Let us pause to join the parade, to praise God, and to cry for God's justice. This, my friends, is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.